The Pentagon has ordered a sweeping review of U.S. military policy in Iraq. Defense Department officials say a team of military specialists led by a retired four-star Army general will look into troop levels, training of Iraqi forces, and the strategy for fighting insurgents. The review comes amid increasing violence in the run-up to Iraq's January 30th elections. 9 U.S. troops were killed yesterday, including 2 Marines and 7 soldiers who died in a roadside bombing northwest of Baghdad. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro joins me now from Baghdad. Lourdes, tell us what you can about this latest roadside bomb.
According to the U.S. military, the soldiers from Task Force Baghdad with the 1st Cavalry Division were on patrol in the northwestern part of the city when the roadside bomb exploded. They were traveling in a Bradley fighting vehicle, and the force of the blast ripped through it, killing all 7 soldiers inside. A spokesman said that they were traveling in a rural area and that they were all National Guardsmen, 6 from Louisiana and 1 from New York. It's fairly rare for a Bradley fighting vehicle, which are used to transport troops and are heavily armored, to suffer this level of damage. Attacks on troops, Iraqi security forces, and political targets have claimed more than 100 lives since Sunday. At a press conference, though, the commander of the 1st Cavalry Division, General Peter Chiarelli, said that the overall security situation has improved.
The number of attacks have gone down since Ramadan. I'm not saying they won't spike again, and we have bad days, but we have very, very good days. I think overall we've seen a gradually improving situation when you look at total attacks.
Now, he was talking here about the overall number of attacks, but as we saw yesterday and pretty consistently over the last week, when these attacks happen, they are claiming many, many lives at a single time.
And roadside bombs have become a common tactic of the insurgents, and they're difficult to defend against.
They are very difficult to defend against. The U.S. military has been making a concerted attempt to sweep for these devices, which are often old artillery shells that can be triggered with a tripwire or a wireless device like a cell phone. They've been using to greater success devices that block signals, that detonate the bombs, or devices that set them off prematurely. But there are miles and miles of roads that the U.S. military covers here, and not every inch of them can be protected, which is why we see what happened yesterday.
And tell us about the 2 Marines who died in a different incident.
Well, we have very little information on these 2 Marines. What we know is that they were killed in Al Anbar province, which includes the towns of Ramadi and Fallujah. But in keeping with Marine practice, they did not disclose how their men were killed. Lieutenant General Thomas Metz, the commander of U.S. ground forces here, said in another U.S. military press conference yesterday that 4 provinces, among which is Al Anbar, are not yet ready to hold elections because of the security situation. Now, that may not sound like many provinces, but the others include Baghdad and Nineveh, where Mosul, Iraq's 3rd largest city, is. So a total of around half of Iraq's population lives in a place where it is still not secure enough to vote, according to the general.
Well, as that January 30th election draws closer, interim Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi has issued another warning just yesterday of an increase in insurgent activity.
That's right. The interim prime minister has been pretty consistent in saying that attacks are going to increase. And we've been seeing that, in fact, attacks have been increasing, specifically against Iraqi security forces. They have suffered the brunt of the escalation in the violence. Yesterday, he also made the announcement that he was going to extend his emergency powers for another 30 days. The emergency powers will mean that he will be able to continue to shut down the airport if he needs to seal the borders, to enforce a curfew, and to detain suspected insurgents. And it was not unexpected because of the elections.
Lourdes, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Baghdad.